I believe that the gifts of the Spirit function in the manner that we've had demonstrated. I don't believe it's a mark of a man to say, thus saith the Lord, in the sort of way that we've been taught to preface our remarks. I believe they should flow as naturally as our brother gave evidence. I don't say it, give him a bouquet, and God knows he's had to take enough rebukes in his time.
Glory.
But that's the way. It should be as natural, and as sweet, and as wonderful as that. We're not all going to have revelations or visions or anything like that. That's not the point. I'm talking about the manner of delivery. Amen. Big sort of a winding up and a whoosh in the grand manner is not necessarily important. The sweet, simple flowing ministry. Jesus walked along and behold, the birds of the field, birds of air. All he said was in the prophetic way. So may the Lord teach us and lead us on the life. And from the crucified life, these things can come. That's right. It's only complete identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't attain unto it by prowess in certain meetings called Pentecostal or what you want. It comes by the sheer working of the Spirit.
Glory.
Through the cross.
Amen.
By the Holy Ghost. Mm. The putting to death of everything that's merely of the first birth. And the raising up of everything that's of the second. Into all the fullness and the glory of God. That's what God wants us to do. To move with His blessed Spirit. Amen. And always remember that you will slay stone dead any message you think you have to give if the tone in which it's given isn't of God, because it's the tone that betrays the Spirit or reveals it. That's right. You have, and this is a basic law in the things of the Spirit, you have to know the meaning of the voice, not the words particularly. Notice the meaning of the voice. Those that are against the gifts of the Spirit, they want to know the meaning of the words. I'd rather speak so and so and so, so you know the famous verse, than five words in an unknown tongue. But it's more important for you to know the meaning of the voice than the meaning of the words. And mark it well, your spirit does. You may not consciously think so, but it does. All right. Understand it.